Eli, doing an opening statement?
I'll go.
Eli,
are you riding a wave of momentum right now as a team? Do you feel like you guys are right now playing as good as you have?
Well, I think it's been nice to have all our weapons this past week on an offensive standpoint. Everybody getting back healthy, defensive guys on the defense side. You know, same deal, getting some guys back into the mix, having OC and they're playing good football on the defensive side. Offensively, we're doing some really good things, and we got to build off that and make sure we're not making mistakes, not turning the ball over. No penalties last week. So there's some good things. We got to make sure we keep that mindset, keep that focus that we've had the last few weeks, and make sure we're very well prepared to go into this game and then go out there and play our best football.
Eli, was there a sense that you guys turned a corner at a certain point?
I think it's just believing in ourselves. It's not like, versus the Jets offensively, we didn't have our best performance. We made some plays when we had to and some big plays. I think that's always we always have that capability to hit the big plays. Now it's kind of just being consistent, making those third down, third and shorts, those intermediate plays that become big, that keep drives going. So I think we did a pretty good job at that. So it's just a matter of being well prepared and go out there and just playing hard and finding ways to win. I think guys just know that, it's crunch time in a situation. I think that's what happened last week. We didn't do a whole lot in the third quarter, let some opportunities slip away. But, when the Dallas had cut the lead to 7 points, we had a big third down. We knew that that was a big play. Dallas had a lot of the momentum. At that point, we had to get a drive. We had to get some points. And in the fourth quarter, we raised our level plates. Victor Cruz had a huge play. Akeem had some runs. So I think we when we needed something to happen, when it was crunch time, when we needed a play, guys were stepping up and making big plays.
What is it like for you personally? What do you see, feel here when you have that crunch time?
Nothing different. It's not a I think you go through the same thought process. You you're just trying to make good decisions, trying to get the guy who's open the ball. So nothing changes from that aspect. You're just sometimes it's guys, offensive line, everybody doing their job a little bit better, and it makes my job easier.
What do you characterize their defense? Are they more of a physical defense, speed defense, finesse defense? And what would be their biggest strength just in general?
I think they're a very good defense. I think they're very well coached. I think they are very fast. They run very well. They have good players, and they don't make mistakes. Everybody's going to be lined up. Everybody is going to be in the right technique, and it's just a matter of execution, I think, with these guys. It's a matter of guys offensive line blocking up. They have some good pass rushers. They do a good job getting interceptions and getting turnovers, and so it's just a matter of everybody knowing their assignment and going out there and doing it better than Atlanta. It's a great credit to Victor. He's worked extremely hard, learning this offense. We did get together a good bit this off season, just throwing, talking over things, and during the season just continuing to grow, to learn, talk during training camp about different coverages during the week, talking together and just making sure we're both on the same page with how we're going to read things. And he's done a good job just getting open, having an understanding of, getting open in the zone, beating man coverage, all those things. He's done a great job making plays on some short throws, making guys miss, and doing a lot of that work on his own.
The weather's kind of messy this Sunday. The weather forecast is kind of messy. Do you pay attention to that sort of stuff, or do you wait until?
No, not really. You just try to get prepared mentally for the opponent, know your game plan, and then whatever happens with the weather, there's not much you can do about it. You just got to go out there and play.
Tom Coughlin said earlier on that front that it amazes him, I think is the word he actually used, that you're able to play so well in bad weather. Is that something you feel like maybe you don't get enough credit for?
No, I've never really thought about it. You know, you just try to go out there and play the game. You know, it's not it, you don't think about it. I don't know, you know, if I play better or worse in bad weather. It's just a matter of you know, guys. It's you know, guys making plays, guys giving me the opportunity to get the ball off and receivers getting open. No, I think that's the point of a team. It's everybody doing their jobs, everybody leaning on each other and, you know, expecting the guy next to you to do their job, and that's the way we feel. Our defense is playing outstanding lately. Hopefully they continue to do that offensively. You know, the run game is coming around. We're running better, you know, in the last half of the season than we were at the beginning. Receivers are back healthy and doing a good job getting open. So it's going to be, I think, when we play our best, it's when the all three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams, are all playing at a high level and doing their jobs.
Given that, Eli, can you tell me?
What do you think of the fact that now you're better at fourth quarter touchdowns than anyone else who has ever played this game, passing Johnny Unitas and some guy named Peyton?
You know, I've never really thought much about it. I think it's kind of one of those stats that no one even knew existed until all of a sudden it, you know, came up this year. So it wasn't a something I was going for. You know, unfortunately, we've been down some in the fourth quarter where we've had to score points and score touchdowns. So that's what's, you know, led to, you know, having so many touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So, you know, again, not happy to be mentioned, you know, with those two quarterbacks. But besides that, you know, not giving it much thought from here on.
I know you're not fond of this introspective stuff, but can you just gauge how your confidence level is different this year as opposed to previous playoff years personally? And can you do that before you actually measure your butterflies on Sunday morning?
Yeah, I mean, I think quarterback, players, anybody, I think their confidence level is always high. You always go into a game feeling good about you know, what's going to happen, what's going to expect, and you know, a lot of it's, you know, having confidence in the players around you, and that's what we have. I'm confident with the receivers we have out there, with our offensive line, with running backs. Everybody knows their assignment, and they're going to be able to go out there and play at a high level, and let me play at my best also.
Eli, what comparisons can you make to the 2007 Giants, just in terms of either like mentality, momentum at this point, any traits that you can?
You know, we have a few of the same players that are on that team. That's probably, you know, all we want to go to at that point. I think, you know, we have a lot of guys on this team that weren't there. That you know, we have a lot of guys on this team that haven't been to the playoffs before. So I think, you know, we gotta understand it. It's a new year. We have different players. It's a new team. It's a new environment. You know, we got to go out there and you know, not trying to. You know, we know what's ahead of us. We can't start looking too far ahead. We got Atlanta this week. We're just getting ready to play this game and go out there and have a great game plan and play our best.
Eli, what makes Victor unique, Victor Cruz, from a skill set point of view?
You know, I don't know what makes him unique. I know what makes him a good player is that he's got a great feel for what's going on around him. You know, kind of where defenders are, what coverages are. He has good, you know, can read coverages very quickly and understand, you know, what his route's going to look like, what kind of what kind of moves, has he set up his route to get open, and that's where it starts, and then he does a great job after he catches the ball, making guys miss, making big plays, and he's got a knack for making making a little catch or a play that is designed to get 4 or 5 or 6 yards and turn it into 60 and 70 yard plays, and I think it's he's not trying to do that every time. It's just the way he plays, it just turns out that way. You know, some are some teams are trying to double him, and bracket him with a DB and a safety. So some teams are playing a little differently. I don't know if that's what Atlanta's do, if that's what they'll do, if that's their style. But some teams have been making sure they're keeping two guys over his head.
What do you expect from the early?
About you.
think, you know, I just, that's what I answered.
Eli fan.
When was the first time you realized you could develop great chemistry with Victor? Was it last year, over the summer? Was it the Philadelphia game? When was that first point?
You know, I think obviously our work over the summer was helpful. Just, you know, I think you know, I knew that he had a good feel, a good understanding for what was going on, just a smart guy. And I think, obviously, the Philadelphia game, you know, showed that, you know, he had big play potential. And run after catch, jumping up and going over, you know, guys and catching it, those type of things. And that's, you know, a lot of times you learn your most, you know, about your receivers in game time situations. You know, you can see practice, you can get better, you can work on technique and those things, but you know, all of a sudden you kind of see someone's true colors in the crunch time, in the game, when they got to make plays, they got to make the tough catch, they're going to get hit, they got to, you know, all of a sudden something you practiced all week, the defense does something differently, how do they react and adjust? And I think that's where, you know, Victor's done a great job and growing up and you know, has a great feel for what, you know, what he's going to do. Well, I think that's always the mindset. I hope that we can run the ball this week. I hope our defense can play great football. That's what you want to do. You know, especially when you get late in the season, it's cold. You know, if it's the nasty weather, like, you know, they say might have that. That's what you want to be able to have. Are we gonna have to throw the ball successfully? Yes, but you know, you got to just understand the circumstances, and we got to find ways to find completions, be smart with the ball, and when there's opportunities to hit a couple big plays, hopefully we can do that. Thank you.